The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Everybody, welcome to your Wednesday installment of the News Show. It is the 28th of August, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening over the past 24 hours. We've got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Okay, I don't know if Tim over there at Apple, he's a little intoxicated or something. I don't know what's going on. But for some reason, Apple has released iOS 13.1. Beta, that is. No, it's not out yet. It's still in beta. But apparently they thought, iOS 13, forget about that. Let's just get 13.1 out there. Now, we all know the Apple event's coming up here pretty soon, September 10th, where we would probably see iOS 13. So this is either hinting that, hey, it's done and polished, or oops, it ain't quite there yet. Regardless, beta 13.1 for iOS, yeah, it's out there. So if you see it come up and you're one of the beta testers, don't be alarmed. As far as Apple stating anything, as usual, they're not saying nothing. In the meantime, however, though, in the present day, if you're not on beta like most of us, this kind of leads us into our next story. Did you just upgrade iOS to 12.4? Well, get ready to do it again. Yes, as you probably have guessed, get ready for 12.4.1. Oh, we've had a lot of these this year, haven't we? You get all nice and comfy and updated, and here comes the 0.1. Well, the latest version, as you probably guessed, fixes some major vulnerability issues. The biggest one? Well, the device is open to malicious apps that can actually execute code with system privileges. Now, this actually harks back to earlier this month. In case you didn't know, you could actually jailbreak your iPhone again for a very short period of time. That's the vulnerabilities they're actually talking about. And now here come the patches. In fact, Apple even went so far to thanking Pawn to Own. Yeah, those people with the jailbreak assistance, and even people over at Google Project Zero. Because of them, now those patches have come through, and here you have 12.4.1. Now, of course, Apple is saying you should update your iOS as soon as possible to avoid any device being exploited. But if you're into that kind of thing or just love jailbreaking, well, you might want to hold off. At your own risk, of course. Hey, are you a Yelper? Yes, I'm talking about the app. Well, if you are a Yelper, it's about to get more personalized for you. They are introducing a new personalization feature that produces custom search results based on users' general preferences. Basically, this all has to do when you set up your profile, say like dietary restrictions, lifestyle interests, and even accessibility preferences. All of those places then that meet those requirements actually will be elevated in the app, giving you a lot more convenient choices for your needs. The app also lets users set more specific interests for restaurants, attractions, you know, like if you want to go over to the art museum or something like that, and even for businesses. Now, the For You personalization option can actually be toggled on or off, depending on your mood, I guess. But of course, Yelp is saying if you want your experiences to be fully personalized always, it's best to leave it on. Though I would read the fine print on that. Gosh knows there's always something attached to something nowadays. Google Nest doorbell users, you're going to know when that package has arrived at your doorstep now. Let's face it, we've all been there throughout the day going, is it there? Is it there? Is it there? Somebody steal it? Is it there? Well, you need not worry no more. Yes, Google is rolling out package dictation to all Nest Hello doorbell owners out there, at least if you're in the U.S., and of course with the Nest Aware subscriptions. Now you'll get alerted when that package reaches your doorstep, and you'll also get another alert when somebody actually grabs your package. Now if you're thinking, woohoo, all right, can't wait, let's do it to it now, you're gonna have to wait. The feature isn't quite ready for prime time yet, though they're promising in a couple of days it should be. So you don't have to wait in anticipation too long. And finally, boy, have we got enough virtual assistants today, don't we? Who would want another one? Well, apparently the BBC thinks you do. Yep, instead of saying, hello, Siri, or hey, Google, or hey, Alexa, now you can be saying, hey, Beeb. Yes, according to The Guardian, it seems that the BBC is working on the Beeb. Yes, the BBC is developing its very own voice assistant. Now, according to the BBC, the voice assistant will launch sometime next year. And no, there won't be any proprietary hardware to house it. It's all software based to work on all smart speakers, TVs, and mobile devices. As for what features are going to be cram-packed into this, we have no idea, but bet on it, it's definitely going to be BBC focused. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com is, of course, our official website for all things going on at the BTN Network. Also, check us out on Facebook, too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And come join our community at our Slack room by simply going to BritishTech.slack.com. Now, yes, as you probably guessed, since there's a new show today, yeah, there won't be one tomorrow. Sorry. We just kind of swapped days. Instead of a Thursday edition, yeah, we had a Wednesday edition, but no Thursday edition this week. Hopefully, I didn't confuse you too much there. We, however, though, will be back on Friday, getting you caught up with the best technology news will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, have a happy hump day, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.